Now, Herodotus tells a story about a famous visit to Croesus by a wise Athenian statesman named Solon. Now, I want to say that it's very unlikely that Solon visited Croesus. Solon actually was about a generation earlier than Croesus. Nevertheless, this story exists, and Greeks believed in this story. And so I think the story is worth telling, because it says something about Croesus, and it says something about the way the Greeks viewed their own life compared to the life of Croesus. Now, Solon was an Athenian statesman who created one of the early Athenian constitutions, and he's seen as an early reformer in democracy. And according to legend, once Solon kind of revamped the constitution of Athens, he decided to go on a protracted trip because he was afraid if he stayed in Athens, everybody would ask him to change the laws he made. So he visited Egypt and he traveled all over and he visited Lydia and paid a visit to King Croesus. So, as I mentioned, this is probably pure myth, but it's a great story. So he visits Croesus and Croesus shows him his treasure trove. Croesus was so wealthy that he took Solon into his storerooms and showed him his gold and his silver and all of his goods. And he was very pleased with himself. And then he asks Solon, knowing that Solon was very wise, he asks Solon who was the happiest man Solon had ever seen. So Solon launches into a very long story about an obscure Athenian who lived modestly, who raised a family, and died defending his city in battle. That was the happiest man Solon had ever seen. And this really annoyed Croesus, because of course Croesus wanted to be considered the happiest man. Look at all his wealth. So Croesus says, well, okay, who's the second happiest man you've ever seen? And Solon launches into yet another long story about two brothers named Cleobus and Biton, whose mother was a priestess who had to go to a festival to preside in her duty. But the oxen that would have taken her in her cart were out in the field plowing. So the boys yoked themselves to a cart and dragged their mother to the festival. And then they lay down on the temple steps at the sanctuary and died. And Solon mentions these boys were happy because they died in their youth and beauty before they were ravaged by old age and tragedy. Now, at this point, Croesus is kind of annoyed and confused. Why should these people who have nothing be considered the happiest people by Solon? And Solon explains that they knew the end of their lives. And the fact of the matter is, the first example was a man who lived and died in the service of his family and his city, and that's the greatest good. The boys, Cleobus and Biton, died serving their mother, and they died young and beautiful and noble, and that's very good. But the operative thing is that they had died, and what Solon points out is that you can never know how happy you are until the end of your life. So that was the important lesson of this story. Hold that in your minds, because we're going to come back to that story by the end of this lecture. So that story is probably apocryphal, but it will foreshadow Croesus's ultimate downfall.